Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. We'd like to let you know that we are an interactive Bible study, and what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in, and you can participate. You can ask questions. when we have for the first time on from out of Waldorf, Maryland, we have Elder Thomas Corbin, who will be speaking this evening, and we're looking forward to hearing what God has placed on his heart. Amen. It's kind of unusual with Dr. Suzanne and myself. We're on the road, so we're actually operating out of a restaurant. but that's the beauty of it, isn't it? That's the beauty of it. God is able to operate. It doesn't make a difference where you are. Amen. His word is always proclaimed. So we do thank you for tuning in. We're going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we're going to turn it on over to Elder Corbin, and he's going to do as the Lord has placed on his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Also would thank you for those who are tuning in for the first time, or those you who tune in on a regular basis. We normally leave the mics open, but because we're in a restaurant, we're not going to open up the mics. You could talk at will. So we're going to ask you if you would push the one when you have a question for the speaker for this evening, push number one, and we can let him know that there is a question and he can address that question. Amen. We're doing it a little different than we normally do it, simply because if we leave the mics open, then we're going to have a lot of noise, kids, people eating, so on and so forth. And we know that you don't want to hear that, especially if you're hungry. Amen. So we do thank you for that. For those of you who are listening by internet, the calling number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can be a participant. And we do invite you to do that. Amen. It's almost like we are sitting around the table, and this is a Bible study, and we're just talking about the Lord. Amen. That's how we try to keep this more so that it is it's almost like a homey type of environment. Everybody knows everybody. Keep in mind, we are the body of Christ. Amen. The arm, the leg, and the rest of the body, we operate together. Amen. So we are one unit serving one God. We do thank you for that. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray, Father, Lord, that you would bless the hearers, Heavenly Father. Bless the speakers, Heavenly Father, that whatever word that he has, that you have placed on his heart, Heavenly Father, will be heard through others, and they may use it to run with on their journey. Father, we thank you for the sick and afflicted, those, Heavenly Father, who are in nursing homes. We pray, Heavenly Father, for anyone who has a need, Heavenly Father. You know who they are because you are that type of God, and we thank you for being that way. And now we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would bless this opportunity that we have, Heavenly Father, to share a word with you. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Elder Corbin, are you there? Elder Corbin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Praise
the
Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. I hit the wrong number. I hit another 757. I guess
okay.
That must be Waldorf. So we have a lot of people online, so we're just waiting to hear what God is going to do through you. Amen. And we know that we're going to be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Good evening, everyone, of my sisters and brothers and fellow laborers for the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
On this evening, I will be coming from the book of Luke in the 6th chapter, if you will. Amen. I first want to read, amen, verses from 27 through 42.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads thusly.
Amen.
And he, Jesus, came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they were vexed with unclean spirits, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went out virtue out of him and healed them all. Now, I'm going from verse 19, I'm going to go over to verse 27. Amen? But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them who curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him who smites you on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him who take away your cloak, forbid not to take your coat also. Give to every man who asks of you, and of him who takes away your goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Give, and you shall forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
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 Are you
Hello?
Able to hear me?
Okay.
Now
Hello?
I can hear you.
Yes. Yes, we can hear you
okay,
now.
Okay, amen. Did you all follow me with the scriptures I just read?
We got to the last part, shaken together.
Okay, amen. That was my final scripture there. Amen. And I want to, for a basis or a foundation for tonight's word, amen, I want to say we need to, the resources need to be connected to the source. Amen?
Amen.
Now, throughout
Amen.
Those final scriptures, and those scriptures there in Luke was where Jesus was ministering particularly to his disciples, not the general congregation, but his disciples. And
mm-hmm.
see, we as disciples of Jesus, of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a degree of accountability that we have to hold up to.
Mm-hmm.
As
amen.
He was explaining
amen.
To, as he was, amen. As he was explaining to them about, you know, forgive if you forgive if you are to be forgiven, amen. We are to be accountable, amen, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want it to be understood that by definition, not my creation, but by the established definition, accountability is responsibility to inform and justify decisions. In other words, you become an example.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was teaching his disciples to be the examples for the people as they live their lives. Amen. We are accountable.
Amen.
We are to be accountable. Amen. In our very lives. I first thought to say we're going to call it a self-examination of accountability. You know, if we do as the world do, then what light of the Lord shines in us? What sets us aside?
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
have to be accountable unto the Lord, not to the world.
Amen.
Amen. So I want you to hold to that word accountability. Amen. And I'm reminded of my note, what I made, where it started me in this direction, where the Lord first gave me. The first input that I received from the Lord was Romans 14 and 16. Amen. And it says, let not your good be spoken, be evil spoken of. You know, we may do things a certain way because it's the way we feel we want to do it. But we don't have that privilege of just doing what we feel like doing. We have a requirement of accountability. Amen? And in doing so, we don't have to concern ourselves with just that, as Paul, the Apostle Paul, was ministering to them at the church in Rome, having them to know that we ought to walk in a correctedness and a state of being Christ-like. Therefore, our good will not be spoken evil of.
Amen.
You know, when we exchange and interact with our brothers and sisters in the world, amen, when we do them like the world do them, what example are we setting?
That's right.
No, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Not accounting for our sins and judging us accordingly, amen. Despite it all, despite he gave, so that we might have, everlasting life through Jesus Christ himself.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be mindful of our accountability representing the Christ. Amen.
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 I know that it's a very familiar and very frequently spoken scripture there in Luke. And the 38th verse there in the 6th chapter. Amen. I hear so many allude to that in the response to receiving money. But I would have you to know, this is when he was teaching about character, what it is to represent him. Amen.
Right.
Good measure pressed down. We're talking about not money being pressed down and shaken together. We're talking about how you treat others as to how you expect them to treat you.
Amen.
When we are to represent Christ, amen, we are to represent him in that non-judgmental, free-giving, and loving way as he does us.
Mm-hmm.
And the reward that we're guaranteed to seek of that, amen, is the reward in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
We have our minds set on earthly things, but we are soldiers for the Lord. And the reward that we get of that, amen, are the promises God has made to us to receive in heaven.
You better go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying now, you know, I know that in Proverbs 4 and 7, it says wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to really understand what this thing here is saying. You don't play tit for tat with God. You know, God, I'll give 10 if I'm going to get 20 back. No.
Right.
God is talking about, he's talking about your whole being. Amen.
Right.
I know the word tells us there, the word tells us this in Acts 17 and 28, in him we live, move, and have our being. We are to be like him.
That's right.
This is a character thing. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And again, I reiterate, as he was speaking specifically to his disciples. And I'm going to take it for granted to say, amen, everyone that's listening in, you are a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And being that you are a disciple, meaning that you will also represent your teacher. Amen. As he has taught you, this is to be in your character being. Once again, another one drops into my spirit there in the book of Romans and the 6th chapter. It says, how shall we continue in sin that grace abound?
God forbid.
Something tells me already that means there ought to be a change in how you treat people and how you do. So, amen, just to share the nugget of a self-examination of accountability here, amen, we need to be mindful of how we conduct ourselves because, you know, you already know, you got internet and all this other stuff here. You know the world is watching everything that you say and you do, and it's going to be repeated, amen. So what will someone say of you? Because you're being watched. The enemy is looking for any and every hairline crack, any weak link that he can.
You better go ahead.
To disseminate and to tear down the world of God. Amen.
That's right.
But we are kingdom builders. And so we have to be mindful that in kingdom building, we have to represent Christ in character.
That's it.
All right.
Good.
Amen.
Amen, sir.
I'm coming on in some normal terms here, amen. There are synonyms to accountability, amen. Number one, responsibility. Then you have liability and answerability. Because as I said before, as the illustration in the word gives us, amen, to be accountable, amen, meaning that we are to responsible to give the example of what it is to be Christ-like. And we are liable to that extent. Answerability, amen, is that we need to be ready to give an answer for why we have made the decision we have made.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good.
So let us, amen, be mindful of our accountability. You know, we can preach, we can stand up and run across the church, and we can shout and do. But when you walk out the door, is that light still shining?
Wow.
Somebody cut across you. I might not be in the car with you, but somebody cut across you on the road. Because around here, we see that a lot up here in Maryland. Amen. Do you curse them or do you bless them? You're still accountable.
Wow.
Somebody shortchange you at the register. Do you bless them or do you respectfully respond to them with, I forgive you, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as Pastor Brother Clay said, in the opportunity, in a situation where they are not seated at home or in an office, but in a restaurant on the roadway, you know, you got to always be ready. Being the right character, huh? Because you don't know. Like somebody in that restaurant is watching them. Yeah, somebody's watching. And they're going to see, are they of good character or are they just being themselves?
I like that because.
Amen. So if you want to really get that amen, which is that good measure, which is pressed down and shaken together and running over, amen. And I like to want to bring something out for you, if I will. In that it says, "Shall men give into your bosom?" You treat one with respect even before they respond to you. They can't come out with nothing but respect to you because you've already laid the foundation of respect towards them.
Amen.
You know, it's something about walking in the spirit. Amen. Walking in it. Yeah. We have in our natural tendency, if you will, I'll say in the flesh, we have an expectation of what folk supposed to think of us or what they supposed to do for us. But here, Jesus mm-hmm. is illustrating, you show them what you're working with. Come on. And it don't give them the option to act otherwise towards you.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Man, right. You carry yourself like a man, lady gonna respect you for the man how you carry yourself. Likewise to the ladies. Amen.
Yeah.
You want somebody to treat you with a certain character being. Show your character worthy of their response and interaction. It's a very simple. A matter of fact, we can parallel this if we were in the book of Matthew, where we talk about the blessings, amen. And you can find that in the fifth chapter of Matthew, amen. I'm going to Matthew 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to begin at verse 7. Mm-hmm. Amen. Matthew 5 and 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Huh?
Yes.
Give it and you get it. It didn't say it is. There's an establishment already here. The first step is your step. Amen. And then it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward. Here we go again. In heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. This is an old school thing, y'all, that comes to life here in a new day.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. When you give, it's so blessed to give. Give respect, give love, give help. The word is already confirmed. That's how you get it in return.
You better go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I like the corn phrase once again as I started out. It said, now this is how you connect, how us, the resource, we connect to the source.
Come on.
That's right. Now you got to eat some humble pie here. It ain't about you nor me. It ain't about you nor me. It's about the source within us. And when we're connected to him, when we're connected to, amen, our source, God the Heavenly Father, amen, by way of the Spirit of God, amen. When we're connected, then we receive, amen, all the blessings thereof his promise. You know, I like to refer, if you will, Ephesians 3 and 20. Want to make sure you understand, you got the power to make it work. He said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Better go ahead.
According to the power that worketh in who?
In us.
Come on now. And you have to, you know, the word works when you work the word. This is why there's such a mandate, amen, of getting an understanding. Not just a mere knowledge of the word, but an understanding of the word. Amen. So, my sisters and brothers, I only want to be mindful to tell you tonight, amen, it's good to take a self-examination every now and again to show and know that you're walking in right accountability. Because along the way, God has already set a situation up that you will come by. There will be one that will be in need of a word from you. There will be one in need of a helping hand. And if you're too high, if you're too high on self, you ain't going to be able to reach low enough to help.
That's right.
I'm just saying. But act like you know that you are the resource of the source, and then God can use you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, as I have read your word and shared your word, amen, and all that you have given me, I pray that it's a blessing to the hearers, God. Amen. And that you would speak to their hearts, amen, God, as you would have them to hear from you, amen, that there will be good understanding of your word, God, not just hearing, but understanding of your word, and thereby the same they shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus the Christ, God, to you be all glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 The mics are open. All the mics are open. Any comments? All the mics are open. There are a lot of numbers out there. All of you can't be quiet at the same time.
Yeah. You have said some good stuff, Elder. Good teaching. I took plenty of notes. So I'm going to go back.
Praise the Lord, Dave.
And I never looked at that scripture, Luke 38, that way. I associated with giving money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For opening that up.
Here amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, what good are we in our calling? Not just in titles, but in calling of salvation. What good are we to the Lord God? Amen. If we just keep it about us and us being increased by it.
Amen.
Oh my goodness.
What good. I also like what you said when you said if you are too high on self, you cannot reach low enough to help anyone else.
Come on.
Mm.
Powerful. That's powerful.
I think a songwriter did a song that song that says it best. If he had to reach way down.
Yes.
You know, yeah. But if I take that and run with it for a moment, my sister, you know, if he has to reach way down, amen, what there again, we the resource come into play. He reaches down through us. Uh-huh.
Yes. Praise God. And I also like how you said we always have to be ready in the right character. Representing
mm-hmm.
Christ. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The mics are open.
Yes.
Comments. Again, it's just like sitting around the table and just discussing the Word of God. I know you're eating and I know you're full. But we still, it's still good to hear how good the food is. If
yes.
it's good, we need to talk about how good it is.
Oh, taste and
amen.
See.
Amen.
The Lord is.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We got Elder Corbin. We got a lot of Waldorf. Waldorf on here. A lot of the brothers and sisters from the faith.
All right. Amen. I stand always, as I say, getting understanding. I would have everyone to know anything that is fed back into the line, I would receive it as food for me to increase and grow by. So I'd appreciate the responses. Amen.
And you know what? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We are encouragers. We are to hear what's being said, and we we respond because it has another interpretation, how we see it, and we just piggyback or just add on to what was already said, and that's how we grow as the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
As the body of Christ. That arm can only talk about how the arm operates. That leg can only talk about how the leg operates. But all together, it's all about the body of
the body.
Christ.
Amen.
One body.
Amen.
Amen. This is Miles. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Elder Corbin?
Yes, yes.
I appreciate that word because I preached that as well one time about forgiveness. And it's good, that's my thing, as people think money is the biggest thing to give, but God asked us to give of ourselves.
Amen.
And to give of ourselves abundantly in order to help others and be examples, because if we're not being examples of the word that we're reading, then others are reluctant to be going into the churches and getting word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We as people of God have to show of ourselves approved outside of the church as well as in the church.
Come on now, that's right. Come on, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. This is Miles. Can you hear me?
Brother Pastor, good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon, brother. How you doing tonight? Good evening to all.
Praise the Lord.
I greet you all. Good word on tonight, Brother Elder. I really thank you for that. I was initially listening by way of internet on tonight because I know how you and I do.
All right.
When you get to talking and you get to, all I can do is get to listening. And beautiful word on tonight. Beautiful word on tonight. And
glory to God.
And I got to write notes as normal. And you put something in me on tonight that I want to share back with you. When you and I have fellowship one with another, the way we do, you put something, you said, old school in a new way. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to use it, and I'm running with it. I'm running with it on Blog Talk Radio. I'm already telling you.
All right.
God bless.
All right. All right. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
I like that one.
Amen. Any more comments? Amen. Any more comments? All the mics are open. And if you made a comment and your mic was not on, my apology. I am trying to navigate this as fast as I can, but you can go ahead and just, share what you have to share. Amen. I wanted to elaborate. You went into the Beatitudes, and commenting on that, and I think it was one part you were talking about in terms of blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor who are poor. Yours is the kingdom, and I was looking at that in terms of a self examination, because when we begin to start thinking more of ourselves, then we can do nothing for Christ.
All right, all right.
We can do nothing for God, because therefore we're looking at what we are doing and not what God is doing through us.
That's right.
And
amen.
When I interpret that,
that's
interpret
right. That's
that,
right.
That when I interpret that humility, it's hard to be humble. It's hard to be humble, especially when people are complimenting you and giving you all of these accolades. It's hard to be humble. But when you when you stay in the Word of God, when you stay in the Word of God, studying to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, then
that's
God can use us. Then God
can that's right, moderator.
We know how
that's right, moderator.
The Bible is
that's
already
right.
written. It has already told us how we're supposed to walk, how we're supposed to govern ourselves. It's already written.
Amen.
Self-examination.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So every day, I believe every day, we have to self-examine ourselves.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Right.
We have to we need to look at what do we do today? Was it just busy work? Oh, we're working for the kingdom. How do we treat that person when they came to us? Did we walk away because we had something else to do, or did we take time to invest in another part of the kingdom?
Amen.
The body of Christ.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
So are we walking away, or are we attending to God's business? Are we being about His business?
Amen.
We always have to be examining ourselves. It is too easy to get caught up into worldly ideas.
Come on. That's it right there. There it is right there. Whose system are you operating under anyhow?
Amen.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm with you on that. And one thing that got me is when Brother Elder, when you went to the Beatitudes and you hit something on that when the first verse you read, you said you give it and you get. And when you said when you hit that, you give it and you get. You open up so many scriptures in the Bible. You know, planting the seed and reaping the harvest.
Come on,
and,
yes sir, and
the ones with the talents, the 10 talents, the 5 talents, the 1 talent. I mean, you opened up so much when you said that and laid
the scripture.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, no. You planted the seed now. You planted the seed.
Glory.
But you opened up so much with that, and I was sitting here just taking notes. See, y'all know me. I'm on fire. I need to be quiet. I'm listening to my notes. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all go ahead.
Glory to God. Amen. It's all right. Amen.
Self-examination.
Like Brother Pastor Clay was saying, this is how iron sharpens iron. Amen.
Yes,
some folks will leave out here a bit more sharper than when it came in, huh?
Amen.
Prayerfully. That's why it's important that when we come on the blog radio that we share. See, often sometimes we hear the word, but we don't want to share it because we may feel, and hear me, I'm talking out, we may feel, and there's a 631 question over here too. We may feel that what we are saying is not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
Yeah.
We may feel that we're not in line with what's being said. If something, listen, that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
If there's something, a question, if there's a question, if there's something that you want to add on to it, that's what it's about. We have 631 on here that has a question.
Hello?
631.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Praise God. I've been trying to interject for a minute. I'm like you, Pastor Miles. I'm on fire.
Come on, sister.
This is such a good word.
Didn't he plan it?
This is great. Everybody on the internet, in the airwaves, in the body of Christ needs to hear this, because there's been so many times we equated this scripture about money, but you've taken us deeper, because it's a spiritual thing. God
yes,
is
it is. Yes, it is.
Spiritual thing
first
before anything else comes out.
Mm-hmm.
So like in 37, where it says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. I loved it when you read that.
Come on.
When you came and you said, give, and it shall, just like you said, whatever we give out is what we get back.
God wants us
to just give it first, and then it'll come back, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give unto our bosom, not just the tangible things,
that
we don't see with our eyes, but we feel it in our heart and our spirit. You know, it's what God wants us to know, that it's not, because so many of us in the body of Christ, we're so caught up in the money, me, I, that we forget about there's a them, and a God. And what we're supposed to do is give out of our heart like God gave out of his heart when he sent his only begotten son for us.
Elmer, can I step in there for just a minute? You know, we so busy trying to parallel the world. You know, if they want to go that route, you know, there's a song that's in the world that says what you just said, but you need to understand it from a spiritual perspective. What
yeah.
if Christ came to say, "What have you done for me lately?" You want a reward from me, but what have you done for me lately? Have you witnessed and told about the goodness, amen, of the Lord? You got your salvation. What good is it to you now?
You better go ahead.
Have you reached out to one standing on the street corner and say, "Hey, can I buy you a meal? Can I help you? I know you're going
amen.
Through a depression. Do you need somebody to talk to?"
Amen.
You're saying it, brother. You're saying it. And it goes back to my mind, and I don't mean to utilize the conversation, you know, but it goes back to my mind when the Lord gave me a few writings, and it was called The Call. Okay, now he called us. Salvation came to us. Now we have to go beyond the call. There's a place where we need to go beyond the call, beyond
amen.
Just where we are. We need to go beyond ourselves.
Amen.
We need to go beyond ourselves and go into Christ even deeper. And that's where you brought, when you brought this word out in a spiritual format, it took us deeper than what everybody in the body of Christ and the world pressed down, shaking together, running over. Shall men give unto you? But all they've been talking about was money. Not even talking about the spiritual aspect of what Jesus was saying, what Paul was saying. My God, this is good word. This is good word.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You know, and I'll tell you something else. I teach them out of Israel Soul Life Ministry. Brother Elder may not say it, but we're brothers under the same ministry of the Bishop Larry Palmer out of Waldorf, Maryland. I just happen to be in New Jersey. He's in Maryland. And I'm going to tell you something else. And Brother Elder, don't get mad at me. And after we get off the blog talk, don't call me up here later talking about this. He loves music. He loves his music now. He loves his music. Okay, and he can study music. He got a whole lot of ministry in song. Okay,
yeah.
Now for those of you, so what have you done for me lately? For those of you in the music, you know that's Janet Jackson, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. See, that's where I got that from.
That's okay.
Okay.
We love you.
All right, so God bless you, Elder. I'm going to be quiet. You got me on fire around here.
God bless you, brother Elder.
This was a good word.
Amen. I appreciate the plug. Yes, sir.
All right, talk to you later, my brother. I love you. God bless
you. And I like you. I like what you said about responsibility, accountability, and the word of God says we're to walk circumspectly. We need to be cautious of how we're moving, how we're speaking, how we're flowing, because we want to bring glory to God, not to ourselves.
Our life is supposed
to bring glory to His name. You know, and this word's so great. This word, so self-examination. We should be doing it every moment. And if we read the word, not cutting you off. I'm excited now. If we read the word, the word will give us self-examination. If we read the word will bring us into divine order. If we read the word will have us repenting. When we think we're right and we're totally wrong, you know, God will turn our upside down, right side up.
Amen.
If we allow Him to. You
amen.
Are good.
Glory to God.
Good.
Praise the Lord. You remind me, I've got on my phone, I don't know about you all, but I've got an app that gives a word for the day. And ironically, the word for today is menacious. And you know, when you're of the world, a word like that is something that you strive to be. That's of the world. Be careful now. Because menacious. Menacious means that you are a threat. When you walk into a room, you walk in with a menacious presence.
Wow.
How many folk do you know that just when they walk in the room, folk go, ooh, get scared just because the person came in the room? But we need to have menacious, but we got to be mindful that we need to have that boldness of Christ when we walk in, that they'll recognize and see that.
I was waiting for you to say.
Yes, indeed. Uh-huh.
And like Elder John said, you know, it's hard to stay humble. People always mean the accolades and always like hyping you up, and you're the best thing since sliced bread. But let me say this: it is because of Christ we live and know and have our being, and it's because of Christ that we if we do get the accolades, we should already be humble, because it's not us; it's Him using us. Because He has no hands but our hands, no feet but our feet. When we give to somebody, it's like Christ is giving to them. And that's what we got to realize. It wasn't about you. Yes, they giving you thank you.
We
give God glory.
I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing without
nothing. 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 Not a thing. We can't even breathe. Nothing.
Look, if he took his air away, y'all, it belongs to Him now. Y'all remind yourself, it belongs to Him. He can suck the air out of it, and then
woo!
What you got?
Oh my God, I'm done.
Glory, glory.
This has been great.
I know I said I was gonna be quiet, but I kept all my feet. If he sucked the air out of the air, what do you got? He sucked the air out of the air. Ain't nobody. If he sucked the air out of the air, what will I breathe? I will breathe nothing.
And you know
God.
You know what's so crazy? People are so arrogant, thinking that it's all them doing it all.
It's me.
I can do
go
it
up
all.
To the moon. Go up to the moon. Ain't no way up there. He sucked it out of there. But he, oh my God. But he saw to put air down here for me. Oh my God. Yes, Lord, thank you. Oh my God.
You better bring us in.
Glory to
God.
God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
You got to come back, Elder. You got to come back.
You know, you can't get to the end of a race if you don't start at the beginning. You know.
That's right. That's right.
And when you go to the beginning of this Word of God, you find that everything that is only because of Him. Because I understand the Word said, and without Him, not was anything made.
Right.
Huh? So somebody give me the excuse that anybody got for anything else that there is. Without God, nothing would be.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Whew, this was a good word here. The resource needs to be connected to the source. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Praise God.
I wanted to, as we go through this, I wanted to address a text that came on that I received, and it was addressing Luke 6:24-38, and it says, "Woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treat the false prophets." And then it starts talking about love your enemies. "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn them to the others also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do it to others as you would have do unto them. If you love those who love you, what credit it is that you, to you? If sinners love those who love them, and if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. Even if you lend those from you whom have expect repayment, what credit is that to you? And I guess I want to touch on basically in terms of what you were saying in terms of the self-examination. What credit do we receive if we are always looking for something? If we're always
in return, that's right.
For what we do.
All of that, my brother, portrays as Christ was ministering. He was teaching unselfishness.
Yes. Amen.
Like the God of our creation unselfishly loves us despite. He still loves anyhow. And when we get on our knees and we petition God for something, because of his unselfish, unconditional love, he provides, he gives.
Yes.
See, because otherwise that makes us, if we didn't operate in that manner that our God operates, that makes us just like the world. Well, then what good is the salvation?
That's deep.
Hallelujah. You know, Elder Corbin coming in, speaking and just listening as a new minister. This is your niece, Tracy.
Hey, bless your
coming
heart.
In and listening as the new minister and hearing that. And as you know, I did touch bases on a forgiveness sermon a couple months ago.
I remember you mentioning that.
Well, how do you forgive others that, you know, slap you in your face, turn the other cheek? And my simple thing is, at the moment, I know it's hard, but you have to quickly think what you have to walk like him no matter what. You have
to love him
no matter what. Humbleness is very hard, but it becomes a way of life. It's not what you do. It's a way of life, and that way of life is to hold on to him in whatever dilemma comes your way.
Amen.
And what you just said, it seems hard to do. But if you have a relationship with God, you don't have an issue with doing it.
Amen. And brother Elder Clay, I'm gonna reiterate once again, verse 31, and it says, "And as you would that men should do you." In other words, however you want men to be towards you, to you, do ye also likewise to them. The hard part, like my sister just said, for us as believers, now it gets easy after a time, but you got to make the first step to set the example.
And to remind one another that it's not about us.
Come on now.
It's not about us. It's about the kingdom. Before we close, I do want to say something. We, like we said, we got off the road. We are here at Old South Restaurant in Butner, Creedmoor, North Carolina. If anybody is close by, please come and support these people. They have been so kind. They have given us what is part of their party room, closed it off that we can have privacy and do the radio program today. These people employ a lot of young people, and I've been watching them buzz around. The place is clean. They are friendly. They just opened up the place to us, and it's a constant flow of customers in here. So if you're anywhere near here, please, give them a shout out online.
Right.
Facebook, if you live near here, just something. Their phone number is 919-528-1213. And again, that's Old South Restaurant in Butner and Creedmoor. Our waitress was Samantha, and she has been such a sweetheart. So when you think about Samantha, we asked her, how can we bless her? How can we pray for her this evening? And she just said she just wants prayer, period. So if you would lift Samantha, please, in your prayers, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen.
Also, why don't you also do this? You and Reverend Sister Doctor, why don't you and Elder Clay take a picture with them and have them put it on their wall and Blog Talk Radio, so that way when we come through, because I come through that area kind of regularly since I go south a lot, stop by there, and that'll also put it out there as well to give them some thanks and some praise for what they've done. Take a picture with them, have it put it on their wall for Blog Talk Radio. You've already promoted them. You promote them on this because this is worldwide, and then we can also promote them as well.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Very good idea. Thank you.
Could you give us that name again, Doctor?
Sure. It's Old South Restaurant in Butner, Butner, dash Creedmoor, Creedmoore, North Carolina.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Just as sweet as they can be. They just automatically just, we just said we just need a quiet place, a quiet corner where we can do a radio program. And we're
Amen.
Here in their party room. And they closed it off for us.
Their mailing address.
You know what? I don't have the address in front of me, but you know what? I'll put it on Facebook.
That's good. Well, you know what happened when you and Elder John walked in, Doc? Y'all walked in with salvation. You walked in with Savior. You walked in with the glory of God. So everything that's around you had to be subjected to the kingdom, because kingdom people just walked in. So you know what?
Yes.
Thank God that you're leaving. You're not shaking the dust off your feet, but you're leaving peace in the place.
And also, when you walk in, you take a look at you, Reverend Sister Doctor and Brother Elder. When y'all walk in there, you also see the anointing on you as well. You see it. Trust me. I follow you on Facebook just like you follow me. I see the anointing. I see it. I see the oil. Okay? You can't deny the oil if you tried.
And this ain't no hype. It's real.
No,
so
it's real. It ain't no hype. It's real. You can't deny the oil. You just can't.
Getting back to the Corbin of the hour. Thank you.
Don't tell me God won't make room for your gift.
Woo!
Yes,
he will.
I've learned that he's already been through the restaurant before y'all got there.
Amen.
Yeah, it is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Elder Corbin, you better be quiet. He's going to send you a check just like he's going to send me one. You better be quiet.
New beginnings, we got to have Pastor Corbin back again. He was great.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We would love to come back. We would love to have him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Enjoy the word. I want to let you know there's a lot of people that have not said anything. We thank you for listening in. We do ask you to come back next week. We're here from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We invite you back again. Please remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
Praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.